Okay, everybody. Hope all is good. I hope you had an easy fast. Today's daf is Suvas Daf Yud Aleph, and we're here on Yud Amud Beis, about eight or ten lines up. I'm from Rav Chana Bagdata, right? We're in the middle of a bunch of statements from Rav Chana Bagdata, Rabbi Chana from Baghdad, and we'll do that until we get to the Mishnah of Gerit Katan and talk about some other permutations of the differences between women who get 200 for their ksuba and 100. But first, we have to let's get through these statements. Says Amar Rav Chana Bagdato, says that Tamri dates Meshachnan, they make you full, or probably I guess no, that's Mesaban. Sorry, that's they make you write the Hazana Zakol or Sovea or Vechad Zavata Uvirachta. So Meshachnan makes you warm, I think, and Meshalshalin. And they make you, they kind of help the stomach, and ma'ashran, and they give you koch. And v'lo mefankan, and they don't make you mefunak, they don't make you need sweet foods, they won't make you picky in terms of what you eat. Amarav achol tamri al yorev, if a person eats dates, he shouldn't paskin. Fascinating, usually we know they shouldn't drink wine, he shouldn't paskin. But Rav says also, dates had some sort of ability to cloud a person's judgment. Mesa, we ask you a shayla, one second. Tzmarim mshachris varvis yafos, v'mincha ro'os, that if you eat dates in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening rather, that's great. And if you eat it in the afternoon, they're not good. If it's arayin in the middle of the day, in kamosan, there's nothing like it. I mean, that's great. It'll help your pipes, right? Clean out the system. And they get rid of three things: machshavara, choli me'ayim, ve'tachtonios, right? Bad thoughts. Right, choli me'ayim, stomach issues, and tachtonios, and something that I think in the stomach, that's the pashtus, that's hemorrhoids. So again, so it seems that they are good. I mean, so why are we not poskening after eating dates, right? It seems like this should be fine. So Gemara says, mi'amrina d'lomalu, right? No, what do you mean? We didn't say they're not good, right? Aluye malu, they're good, but the fishaita tardo, but temporarily, right? During the time, right? The fishaita at the moment, right? Tardo, they can make it bad, right? They can kind of mess up your insides. Right? Maybe they have yachamra, just like wine. Damar mar, shos revius yayin al yore. Right? As a person drinks a revius of wine, they shouldn't poskin, right? So it's through his system, where he's kind of you know, quote unquote sobered up. So again, just because it's going through your system, right, doesn't mean it's bad for you, right? But still, you shouldn't pass him because he can't focus. The boy say ema, or you could say lokasha, right? There's no stira, right? Ha makari denema, ha makari nema, ha la basar nema. Depends on whether you ate it before or after bread. If you eat it after bread, then things are fine. If you eat it before bread, so then that'll kind of make you a little woozy. And then you shouldn't paskin. Tamra bayis vayseid amr li ei. My mother's told me, and again, it wasn't his mother, it was the woman who raised him. Tamri mekami nehama ki nerga ledikula. Right? If you have dates before bread, so that's like an axe to a palm tree. That's right. I mean, he chops up stuff down. Basar nehama ki avra ledasha. And after bread, it's like you're locking a door. Right, it's as if you're again strengthening your body, right? Make you healthier. Dasha, right? What is and again? We said the last word of dasha is a door. So why is that? Amarava derech sham, because that's the way to go. Darga, why do we call it a ladder? Just a couple of words here. Why do we call it a ladder? Amarava derech gag, that's the way to the roof. Right, puria, why do we call it that? It's a bed. So amarav papa sheparav aravin aleh, because you have puravu on that. Amarav nachman bar yitzchak. I'll even tell you one more. I'll add you one more. Islandess, why do we call it islandess? Because duchronis delo yolda, because she is a woman, right, or duchronis is a ram, right? That's a lashon ayal, I feel, ayal tamim, right? That's a male ram who does not is not able to have kids, not able to have children. Okay, vayter, new mishnah. Hagiras v'shvuyah v'shivshcha shenet division skyru v'nishtachru b'chuz mi'vash shalosh shom mi'omechad. Right, all of those people who converted, or they were freed, or they were, etc. Right, if all this happened again, as we mentioned before, the girl was 3 years old. So then, ksuvas masayim v'yesh sometimes besulim. Her ksuba is 200 zuz, and you can claim that she did not have her besulim because we assume that if all these things happened before she was three, right, any inappropriate things that may have had to happen to her, rachman al tzlan, right, we talked. This is what I'll point out. Or I guess we had it already, right? We had it already once more. That is just like sticking a finger in the eye. Is the besulim going to grow back? It's nothing that is permanent. So therefore, when she gets married eventually, so then she has her besulim and she's normal. Right? She gets her 200 zuz. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says ger katan matbilo soldas based, and then a ger katan, when a little kid, a kid converts. So you can be dip him in a mikvah, and the das we use, right? Cotton doesn't have das, but the das we use is das based. The Gemara says, "My kamash balan, what's the chiddush?" Right? Dischusulo, v'zochad l'shalom shalom v'fonav. Well, we had earlier, right? You can be zocher the shadim lo lefanav. You can be mizakeh something to somebody else. Right? You find an aveda. You want to acquire it for him. So we allow that. That concept works. You tell me that's a schus to be Jewish. Yeah, and zochin shalom b'fanav tanina. We learned zochin b'ladim shalom b'fanav. Right, vein chavin b'ladim shalom b'fanav. Right, again, you can be mezakeh somebody something, but you can't make a chov for him. You can't obligate him in something if he's not here. But you can get him a gift. You can get him something. You can acquire something for him, etc. So what's the chiddush? So when I says ma'atema, you might have thought ov kuchavim de'efkera nichalei. No, it's a goy. It would rather be a goy. It would rather be hefker. Right, doesn't want all the obligations. Right, kaimalan, because we know that eved vade bevker nichalei, because we assume that's actually machlok as chachamim and Rabbi Meir, if I'm not mistaken, but we assume we pass like the chachamim that an eved would rather be in his hefkerus, meaning that he'd rather be an eved and rather be able to be available to the shivcha kananios and without any rules and attachments or whatever, avishas, etc. So therefore, kamash malan the hani mili gadol. Meaning the tam de surah. Right? And again, meaning the kamash malan over here is that when do we assume that an eved and a guy would rather be a guy? That's when he's a gadol and he's tasted iser. He knows what the possibilities are. Av a katan, but a katan is chosulo. Right? Maybe we pass on that to schos, and we can be. He'd be tovlim ad das basin. Let him say, maybe it's a proof, right? Our Mishnah is a proof, because what does our Mishnah say? Agiras, Ashivcha, Shvuyav, Ashivcha, Shneftu, Shishdakru, Vinizgairu, Shishdakru, Pruzus, Vashna, Shalom, Yomechad. Right, I probably should have translated those things at the beginning. Agir is a convert, Shvuyav is a captive, Ashivcha is a Shivcha Kananis. If any of them were freed, or redeemed, or set free, I guess recaptured, uncaptured, whatever the word is. Right, when they're less than 3 years old, so then their ksuba is 200. My love, that's vidlenu al das basin. Right, how do we having this? Right, she was freed when she was 2.5, and now she's converting. So clearly, right, we're dipping her in the mikvah based on basin. No, it's not through basin. It's with a guy who's bringing his kids. So that already done nichalu, but my David Avuhom, they're happy to go along with what their father's doing, right? So that's what we assume. So we're not using basin to convert them whatsoever. Okay, fine. Amar of Yosef. If Yosef says ikdilu yacholim limchos, that if though when you have a ger katan, right, you converted a kid when he was, I don't know, 5, so when he becomes a gadol, so then he can protest, then he can get rid of it, then he can say, right, velomar. If you look at Rashi straight across. I afshenu lios gerim, right? I'm not interested. The chosin lesuron, the inlan laonsham beizdin, right? There's no punishment, right? Nothing, no punishment over here. He can take it back. Aisvei, 1 second. Abaye asked the following question. I give us our case, right? Our Mishnah. Right, Hagiores v'Ashuya v'Ashivcha shenithu v'Shen isgayru v'Shen ishtakru b'chusos mibosh shalosh shana v'nal mechad. So what's the Messiah? Hey, it's 200 zuz. What do you mean? If you tell me, let's say, when she gets married when she's 10 or 11, and now at 12 she's going to renounce her Judaism. Well, she's going to go and take that money. She's going to be a guy. Right? She'll get her 200 zuz. Right? She'll say, I'm not interested in this Judaism stuff anymore. Okay, ksuba, etc. To get divorced, and now she's going to take that money and run and use it as a guy. So Gemara says, yeah, lechi gadla. No, should we give her the money when she becomes a gadola? So Gemara says, okay, lechi gadla nami mimchei. What do you mean? We just said that if she becomes a gadol, she can opt out of being a Jew, vinafka, and run away. So Gemara says, kevah shigdida sha'achas v'lo michta shuv eina yichol limchos. So Gemara gives it an important klal. No, when do we say that she could just get out of the conversion? We give her a chance, right? You get a shot, right? You turn and become a gadola, she gets a shot to take it back, and then if she sticks around, right, you can't opt out of it when you're 35, right? You get a chance, right? Maybe if she didn't get a chance until she's 35, maybe she does get a chance when she's 35. But past this, when she becomes a gadola, at some point she gets a chance to take it back, and if she doesn't want, so then that's it. She's done. Okay, fine. Realize I should just clarify, it's not only a girl, it's a guy as well. It's not just the case here is a woman, but it applies to men as well. Masif Rava, Rava asks the question 1 second. Elu naru sheishnem kenas. If the following women, if you rachman al-tlan, rape or seduce them, they have a fine. Haba mamzeres, v'al mesina, v'al kutis, v'al giores, v'al shvuyaj, v'al shivcha, shenetir, shishtakru, v'shinizgaru, shishtakru, p'chuz, v'bos, shol, shom, yom, rechad. Right, all these people, yeishnem kenas. they have a fine. Again, what are these cases? Are all, again, are all our cases in the Mishnah that happen when they're less than 3 years old? And if you tell me that when they become older, they can opt out of the Geirus, you're going to give her this 50 Chavishim Kesef, then she's going to go spend it when she becomes a Gedola, when she becomes a guy. So Gemara's going to have the same back and forth, and then the Gemara's going to ask, why didn't Abaye give Rava's example, and vice versa. So Gemara says, no, give her the money when she becomes a Gedola. Why can't she leave and get opt out when she becomes a Gedola? So Gemara says, no, Shuv, Eina Yechola, Limchos, that once she becomes a Gedola, she gets one shot, and then right, then she is done. Abaye lo Amar Karava, now why didn't Abaye again? Abaye brought the case from our Mishnah. Rava brought the case for the case of rape and seduction. So why didn't Abaye say like Rava? Because Hasam Kanasa, Hainu Taima, Shaliye Chotin Iskar. Right over there, right, Abaye would say, no, you have to pay her regardless. Why? Because here the payment is not for her, right? It's for on him. Right, the guy did something inappropriate, right? The guy, a terrible thing to do a ray of manis or seduce, etc. So that has to get paid regardless. Or forget it. Okay, there's a chance she may spend it when she's a guy. Say her, but that guy needs a punishment. So that's not a good place to bring a kasha from. I Rava lo amar kabaye. Why didn't Rava bring our case from our Mishnah? Right, ksuba hainu taima shalote kala bein avlotziya. Because the ksuba is also, we have a different concern here. Why does there need to be a ksuba? Because we don't want the guy to be able to just divorce her after one fight or whatever it is. Right, there's a seriousness, there's a heaviness to the ksuba, but we need to have that punishment, not punishment, but that we need to have that hanging over his head so the guy can't just get rid of the marriage. So that's also, so we're going to pay her the ksuba, even though there's a chance that, yeah, she may run off with the money and decide not to be a Jew anymore. Okay, new Mishnah. Gadol Shabbat Alaktana. Gadol. Now we're talking about different cases, right? Again, we said, if you remember, that Basula gets 200 and a Ba'ula gets 100. So the question is, how do you define a Basula and a Ba'ula? Again, in what scenarios, right, does a woman become a Ba'ula? So the Mishnah says, Gadol Shabbat Alaktana. If a Gadol had beer with a Ktana, the Katan Shabbat Alagadola, and the reverse. Where the boy was a katan and the woman was a gedola. When mukas eitz, and if she has a mukas eitz, if she was injured, let's say, literally means through a piece of wood, but let's say horseback riding, whatever, then ksuvas masayim de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says the ksuvas are 200. The chachamim omer mukas eitz ksuvas amana. And actually, if an injury, the chachamim say she gets 100. And obviously, we have to talk about what exactly is going on over here. Besula almana grusha v'chalutza mina nisuin. Let's say a woman was either divorced or became single, or divorced, died, etc. The husband died or whatever, and they were fully married. So ksubas amana. We assume that her ksuba is amana. We assume that she's a ba'ula. Right? If they had nisuin, we assume that there was bia, and then she's a ba'ula. Right, again, there's no claim. Right, well, they thought she was a virgin, etc. It's not a thing. Hagioros v'ashuria v'ashivcha v'shenifte v'shenishgairu v'shenizgairu v'shenishtachru v'seiros alpanos shol shomi omecha. Now these are the same cases we had in our first Mishnah, but now it happened. All this stuff happened after she was three. So Pasha says we assume that she does not have any more besulim. So then k'suvasamana v'ein lehen times besulim. Similarly, right, there's going to be no 200, and there's going to be no claim of time to pesulim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, katan haba ala gedola asa mukas eitz. If you have a katan, let's say a kid is 10 years old, and he rachman otzlan has bia with a gedola, so that makes her into the mukas eitz. Right, that is the machlokas. Right, between that is one of the cases of machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Right, he amris kamei the Shmuel. So when he said, but he said, when I said this from the Shmuel, so Amar Shmuel said in mukas eitz bebatzer. That's not a thing. It doesn't matter. That doesn't create her mukas eitz. Right, again, it's again the Shmuel that basically said that doesn't create a mukas eitz, meaning it's either going to be she's going to be a ba'ula or it's nothing. Right, it's not going to create a mukas eitz. Right, it depends on who you hold like, but that's not going to create a mukas eitz. Some people say no, it was just straight up, right, this statement, right, again, Rav and Shmuel. Again, the first thing we said, right, was Rav Yehuda Marav, and then he said, when I was in front of Shmuel, Shmuel disagreed. So some people said no, it was just straight up, these statements came from Rav and Shmuel. Katan Nabala Gedola, Rav Amar Asa Mukas Eitz, Shmuel Amar Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar. Okay, right, the same machlok, it's just without Rav Yehuda being the intermediary over there. Mazav Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia has the following kasha. What do you mean? Our Mishnah is, what about our Mishnah? Gadol Shabbat, Akhtan Avakat, and 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 Akhtan Avakat, Right, our Mishnah is a machokas, right? Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about Mugazeitz. Again, what's the case? Right, one of the cases we said was our case. Right, we had a gadol. A ketana. No, keep on messing it up. A katan haba ala gadola. Right, that was the second case, and that's the case we're talking about. So that seems to be our machokas. Rava says, No. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. You have to kind of explain. A gadol haba ketana voklum. If a gadol slept with a ketana, it's not shayach whatsoever. Even according to the Chachamim, is going to say that a ketana is unaffected by being with a gadol. The depagos mikan, right? Because if it's less, again, when we say ketana, we mean that she's less than 3 years old, right? Kenosin etzba ba'ayin dami, right? Sticking your finger in your eye, just there's some tears come out, but it's not, that's the same thing that's happening over here. That shir besulim do not get destroyed, or they grow back, or whatever. The katan abba la gadola, and the other way around, right? That's our case, right? The asa mukaseitz, that will make a mukaseitz. So mukaseitz kuva pluk the rabbi meir v'rabbanan. Right? That's exactly the machlokas. Right? So that's exactly the machlokas, rabbi meir the rabbanan, and that's reflected with the rav and Shmuel. Are they reflected by Rav and Shmuel? Lav Davka reflected Rav and Shmuel. Meaning that's how Rav would understand. Yeah, that's how Rav would understand the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Rabbi Bar Chama says Machlokas b'shehigirba. The Machlokas is, again, there's Machlokas whether he gets 200 or 100 between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is only if he knew. If he knew that she was a Mukaseitz. That Rav Meir didami lehim the Bogeres, or Rabbanam didami lehim be'ula. Because Rav Meir says she's a Bogeres, which is a Besula. Right? The Rabbanan say that she's a Be'ula. And Avalowi Kirba, but if then Divrei Yaakov Aluklum, but if he didn't realize, right, and then all of a sudden found out afterwards, so then everybody agrees that she's low klum, that means nothing. Right? Maybe it could be that we'll change that in a second, but that literally means nothing. That's what's called, as Rashi says, a mekachtos. Right? It was a mistaken acquisition, a mistaken transaction. And it could be that she doesn't even get 100. Rabbi Meir, amai medami lebugeres, nidmei lebulos. Okay, so what does Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir do that? Why does Rabbi Meir say that a mukas eitz is like a bugeres? So why isn't she a beula? So he says, because beula is avi be maisa bidi adam. Because a beula, right, had some sort of maisa through a guy, through a man. Right, v'ha, and this woman, lo, is avi ba maisa bidi adam. Right, didn't happen differently. Right, v'rabbanan, I adimedamu lo beula nidmei le bugeres. Why the chachamim not compared to a bugeres? Right, because bugeres, lo, is avi ba maisa klal, right, because of a bugeres, right, straight up besula, right, had nothing happened to them. V'ha, but this woman, right, this is avi ba maisa. This woman had some sort of maisa done to her. It wasn't exactly right the normal maisa, but she had something happen, so therefore she's going to be a ba'ula. Avalo yikirba, right? Again, we said that Rabbi Barachama said that if the husband didn't know about it, then she gets nothing. Most of Rav Nachman said, 1 second. He omeris, again, the Mishnah says, this is we're going to learn this tomorrow, the day after, I don't remember. He omeres mukas eitzani, v'hu omer lo ki ela druz zishat. And the machlokas, she says, no, right, again, obviously after the wedding, there's no besulim. She says, yeah, I got injured. And he says, no, maybe you cheated on me or whatever, right, there's some sort of bia happened. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, omer ne'menes. She is believed to say that she was injured. So Pasha says, right, if you tell me ne'menes, she's believed. So we assume that she gets some sort of ksuba, and right, so that, but Rabbi Barachama said, v'lo klum, she doesn't get anything. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Bein hikirba v'lein shalo hikirba, la rimeir masayim, that no, imanashach, regardless of whether, let's reformulate the machlokas. Regardless of whether the husband knew what the situation was or not, so according to Rimeir, she gets 200, it's not a bia, there's some sort of mukas eitz, it's not a bia whatsoever. And then in that Mishnah we just quoted, right, that she gets the ksuba like Rabbi Meir, right? We believe her, and she gets the 200 ksuba like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbanan says it depends, right? Ikirba, if he knew the situation, so then mana, then she gets 100. But lo ikirba, but if he didn't realize, and she found it after the wedding, so then velo klum, she gets nothing. However, hadar ber Rava actually took it back. Rava did, I mean, that was a good shistel. That figured things out. That was actually pretty good. But Rava took it back, basically, he said that the Chachamim, meaning that Rabbi Meir, in either case, whether the husband knew or didn't know, says he pays 200. He said, according to the Chachamim, it depends. And then Rava took it back, and really, the Chachamim say, regardless of whether the husband knew or not, she gets 100. The Tanya is within the rice on this. Will basically take us to the end of the Amud, and the last line will show us that Rava took back his opinion and said that regardless of whether the husband knows what the woman's Mukas 8 situation was before the marriage, regardless, she's going to get 100. Ketzad Hotzas Shem Ra. What is the case of Motzi Shem Ra? The Chosin comes and says, they were not Besulim. She was not a Basula, and then there's some sort of Edom, or she cheated on me, etc. Right, again, if the Edom are fake, so then right, he has to pay 100 shekel, shekel kesef, right? But if it's true, so then she's chayav misa, right? If she cheated on him right, when they were engaged. So, but here's the case of Moshe Shemra. We assume that Baruch Hashem wasn't true. Not a great case, not a great situation anyway, but wasn't true. The husband just wanted to get out of the marriage. So what happens? Bala Beis Din, our ploding lama says, Vidchav Besulim. Right, so the guy shows off the Beis Din, said, I didn't find there any Besulim. And Vish Edim, she's in Sotakta, Vish Laksuba Samana. If there's Edim, that when they were together, right, she gets 100. The Gemara says, what do you mean? And Vish Edim, she's in Sotakta. What do you mean if she gets 100? So Baskila, she gets Skila. So Gemara says, no. In Yesh Edim, she's in the Takta, Baskila, in Echanami, that if she, then she gets Skila, but Zinsa Meikara, Yesh Laksuba Samana. But if she's cheated him beforehand, before they were engaged, meaning that she just wasn't a Basula, she was a Bula, then she gets 100. If I'm Reb Chia Bar Avin, I'm Reb Sheshes, Zosomeres, Reb Sheshes says that this tells me that Knossa, Becheskes Basula, Venensis Baula, Yesh Laksuba Samana, that if, right, the guy thought she was a Basula, she turned out to be a Baula, so again, she didn't cheat on him when they were engaged, so she's not usher to him, and she doesn't get killed, but her ksuba is 100. I must have Rav Nachman said, 1 second. Hanosis Aisha v'lo must la besulim, right? The case we just quoted. He omeres misher, oh, not exactly, sorry, different Mishnah. He omeres misher rasti nasti. Evin is takfu sadeu. She says, after I got engaged, I got raped, and therefore, tough luck for you. Right? V'hu omer, he says, no, look, he am ad shalo eres ticha v'aya mekachi mekachtos. He says, no, it was beforehand, and it was, the whole kinyan was betos. The less luck cloud. Why is that the implication there? Right, where Pasha says that she gets nothing. Rabbi Chia Bar Avin said, no, after Rav Amram called Gudol Eidor, Yasper Beki, Kiyamar of Sheshes, La Shmaitza, the Kashaluhu, is it possible that all these Chachamim were sitting there and I thought of this Kasha? Fishoni, and he answered, Ma'i Mekachtos, it doesn't mean Nekachtos, not even Masayim, right, from 200. Avamana Islay, but she gets 100. Vata Marta, less the cloud. And you're telling me that there's nothing, she gets nothing? The Amar Rava, and this is the kicker, we're trying to say that Rava took back and said that regardless of what the husband knew, the Chachamim hold gets 100. Right? For Amar Rava, Man Kamosiv, Shaper Kamosiv. Right? The guy asked the Kasha, ask the good Kasha. Mechachtos the Gamri Mashma, because the implication, the language of Mechachtos implies that it's zero, she gets zero. So Kumar says, okay, Ve'alach Kasha, so, but that's a stira, meaning because either she gets 100 or not. Right? What's the deal? So Kumar says, Tzaris Ve'imahachi. So explain like this. In Yesh Edim, she's in Zatacht of Beskilu. If they're Edim and she cheated on him when they were engaged, so then when they had Kiddushin, so then she gets killed. Zinsa Meikara, if she had Bia beforehand, then Veloklum, then she gets nothing. Nimtis Mukas 8, but if she's in Mukas 8, Ishlak Suba Samana, then she gets 100. And Vaha, Rava Udamar La Rabbanan. And this is exactly Rava, what Rava said. That according to the Rabbanan, Lo Hikir Bav Lo Klum, right, Rava is the one who said if he didn't realize she was in Mukas 8, she gets nothing. Right, and here you just told me that if she's in Mukas 8, she gets 100 if the guy didn't realize. Elishma, I mean, no, Hadar Bey, Rava, Meahi. So you see that Rava took it back. And they held that regardless, right, the Chachamim will hold, regardless of what the husband knew, right, if a woman was a Mukas Eitz, she will get 100 instead of 200. Okay, Shkara Kala Rabosa, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.